as in knocking her heart, as in telling her that this is the nugget. This is the watchword. This is the moment of the truth. The Lord is here. With this, I quickly want us to open our Bibles to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. I want to read just the first five verses, and then we take to prayer. Today is our faith clinic. In the midst of this talk, you realize that people are talking of being taking on the leadership, taking on the perseverance, taking on the grace to pray and wait on the Lord. What is this word doing? And I'm glad to tell you this morning that all this will not elude you if you find yourself in the Word of God. I want to tell you once again that I have looked through and I have not seen anybody outside the Word of God. Will you tell yourself, I am part of the Word of God? I am part of the Word of God. The Word of God will be exercised in my life. The Word of God will become active in my life. I read through. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him, hallelujah. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Bless the name of the Lord. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word. The Word has been. The Word that created you. The Word that formed this world. He says, and the Word was not. The Word was not. It has no form. That's the world, the earth. The world has no form. It was just flowing through, but something brought it to be. And that was the Word of God. And that's what is coming to us today. He said, in the beginning, that was the word that the Lord issued out. Will you take over this word this morning? That God, in the beginning, your word has been part of your word. I've been part of your word. And the word was with God. I have been with you, O Lord. I don't want to be outside you. I'm not outside your word. Your word has been in my heart. And he goes on. He says that in the beginning, all things were made by him. Do you know that word we're talking about? It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. I first want to stress this so that we know. That he says, all things were made by him. We've been talking of word. Now he says, all things were made by this word. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you given yourself to this Lord Jesus? Have you realized him as your Lord and Savior? Have you taken over? You know, that have you allowed him to take over your heart? Your thoughts, your principles, everything that has to do with you. Look at what they said. That I have known that with the Lord, I will persevere. With the Lord, I'm going to be a good leader. With the Lord, I will be fruitful. With the Lord, I'm going to make it in life. That's what the word of the Lord says. But that is if you are in this world. And that is the word, the Lord Jesus. If you have not given your life, my brethren, get ready. Guard your heart. Guard your loins. And tell the world that I'm going to the world. I hope you got it. Tell WORLD that I'm going to WORD. That's Jesus. Praise the Lord. And he said, nothing was made. And without him was anything made that was made. You are alive, you are walking, you are kicking. You are part of what was made. He said nothing was made. That means anything that is not made, that you cannot see, that you cannot hear, that you cannot feel, was not part of this world. I appreciate the Lord. No, congratulate yourself that God, I thank you. Thank you for making me to be part of this. He said nothing was made. I am made. Shola, you are made. I don't know if you say it to yourself. Shola, you are made because I'm part of this world. I am made. He said nothing was made. What is then that situation? What is that situation? The word of the Lord is there to change, to intervene. He has started it since the beginning of the world, of this month. No, that's what he told us. And this moment is telling us that he wants to intervene with his word. Can we quickly open to Isaiah? I'm coming back to that one, but let's quickly open to Isaiah 55. The word of God. Nothing was made that was made. The word of God in your situation, in your conditions, in whatever, in my life. Having been saved, what is this word saying? Isaiah 55. 8 to 12. 8 to 12. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. This is the Lord's declaration. Do you know what I'm saying? He said nothing was made. God did not consult you before he made all those things. Hence his thoughts. Hence his thoughts about you. Your beautiful self, your handsome self, your life, your career, your academics, your everything. His thoughts. Have you brought in the thought of the Lord upon yourself? He said, they are not, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. What have you been thinking? Worse. Or you start saying, lifting because I'm in the word of God. I'm part of the word of God. He said, that my thoughts, God, I take to your word today. I take to your thoughts. That will be my own way. That will be established in me. I hope you are taking it over because we're going to work. We just want to share this and then we switch on. For as the heavens are higher than the earth. Can you see that? Can you see that? So are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's the Lord to us. The thought of God that didn't consult us to contact anybody before forming us. He now says they are so higher. We just look unto heavens. We don't know, to the sky. We don't know where it starts. It's so high. That's the thought of the Lord. Will you insert that thought of God into your situation today as you are getting ready to pray? For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. I want to pause there. Remember last week, we talked about the rod of Aaron. It now says that when rain comes, the rain of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord, the snow of the Lord, when it comes upon you to water you, it will cause it to bud. It will cause it to bring forth. It will cause it to blood, to bud, to blossom. You don't understand? To shine, to bring life. To bring life into your situation. That it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. 11. So shall my word. That's what we're talking about. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. It shall not return to me void. Anna did not allow that. Esther did not take no for an answer. He didn't allow Haman. He didn't allow Haman to break her heart. He didn't allow Anna to shield her stars. Anna said, no, I'm not a drunk. I stand to to receive the seed of the Lord. I stand and my womb will be opened, the word of the Lord, to accomplish that which I please. Which the Lord pleases. Will you stand up on your feet today and say, God, this my situation will change. This my situation will stay. I want to persevere. I want to persevere. God, let your word come to pass in my life. Let your word accomplish that which you have purposed it to be. Father, your purpose. Father, your purpose in my life. Your purpose for me to be holy. For me to be born again. For me to be revived. For me to be God. To be what you have called on earth. He said, you are the image of the Lord. The image of the Lord. That my life will be so beautiful. That my situation, the conditions that surround me will be that show forth the glory and praises of the Lord. Father, I key into your word today. Begin to key into the word of God. Begin to key into the word of God. I want to tell Lord that in that same John, he says, and the word was life. Begin to key into the word of life. That's the word of God. The word of life. The word of life. God, I key into your word that is my life. The word of God that is my life today. Let it transform me. Let it bring life unto me. Let it bring life unto me. It didn't stop there. He said, and it turned to be the light of men. Thy word is the path. Is a light to my path. In the name of Jesus. Father, let your word transform my life. Let your word become life unto me. And Father, let it lighten me. Let your word lighten my life, lighten my situation, lighten everything that concerns me, lighten everything that surrounds me. In the name of Jesus, he says that the word become the life of men, and it turned to be the light that they live for, the light that they know that lightens their path, and the light shineth. Oh my God. My God, let your word penetrate me. I don't know that situation. Begin to table it before God. This word is here to intervene. This word of God is here to transform you. This word of God is here to change your condition. To give you new name. To give you life. To cause light to shine all over you. He says, light from above. Light from heaven. We break loose over all our situations. Over our situation. And he said, this light will shine. This light will shine. Begin to tell God that, God, your word must enter into my life. It must enter my home. It must enter my situation. It must enter my father. It must enter the life of my mother. It must enter the life of my siblings. It must enter the life of my children. My spouse must receive the light of your word. This word, oh God, will enter them and turn them alive. Bring them alive. Let your word be activated in me. Let your word, oh God, transform my life. Let your word mold me. In the name of Jesus, that Lord, this life that is transformed, Lord, we receive your light. We receive your light. We receive your light. And this light will shine. This light will shine. Let my life begin to shine. Begin to say in my academics, in my situation, in my career, in my business, Father, let your light begin to shine. Let your light begin to shine. The light of your word, the light, oh God, of your word, begin to shine in all my courses, in all my career, in all my applications, in all my endeavors. Lord, let your light shine. Let your light shine in my office. Let your light shine. Let your light shine that will bring me up, that will cause me to board. That will bring me forth and will cause me to board, to blossom, to board, to be celebrated, to be celebrated. In the name of Jesus, let your light shine. Let your light shine through me, through my situation, through my conditions, through everything that pertains to life and godliness in me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I need this light. Lord, I need your word. Activate your word in my life. Activate your word in my home. Activate your word in my womb. I don't know. When I was preparing for this thing, I don't know that person. If you're here, your ear needs to receive the word of God. I think you have ailment there. Begin to tell to the Lord that this ear, receive the word of God. Maybe you've been having pain in your ear. This ear, receive the word of God. I just saw the person holding his ears, holding it as if it's painful. Receive the word of God and let the light of God shine through you. Receive the healings of the Lord. Let the word of God shine through you. Let the light of God come into you to shine through you, that the darkness, the ailment, the pain will not be able to comprehend. Will not be able to comprehend. So they go. I don't know where somebody was. Sometimes I see somebody holding his chest. Holding his chest. I don't know. People are now gathering around the person just in the center here. Center here. You have pain on the chest. Begin to allow the word of God. Tell God. Word of God, enter into my chest. Enter into my chest. Enter into my chest. Enter into my chest. Let the pain give way. Let the word turn to life. And the light become the light to lighten my path. That this pain will give way. That this pain will not be able to comprehend. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Remas. Randraba Shatalia. I don't know that amen. Begin to introduce the word of God into it. Allow the word of God to go into it. Release yourself into the word of God. Tell that amen that here, I'm here. I'm here. I'm at the faith clinic. I'm here at the feet of the Lord Jesus. I'm here on the throne of the Most High, the throne of His mercy. I'm here on Mount Zion. Let every ailment, every sickness give way. Every heart, every pain give way, because I'm at the altar. I'm at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God is penetrating me. The Bible says this word is powerful. This word is powerful. This word is powerful. It's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Let this word penetrate you. It goes between the soul and the marrow. It goes between the spirit and the soul. That's the word of God. Just release yourself to this world. Tell God that, God, I release my life to this world. I release my heart. I release my heart. I release my pains. To your word, let your word penetrate me. Let your word penetrate me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let your word penetrate me. Let your word penetrate my situation. I'm laying them down for the word of, for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sorrows. What is that one? Trade it with the word of God. Give it away at the expense of the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give it over. Give it over.
For the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness.
Give it to me.
I'm trading my pain.
Give it up.
I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
I don't know whether you heard that call or not, but I want to pray for those two calls. You have pain in your ear. Second, you have pain in your chest. You are holding it. You are the boy. Just come here. I want to pray for you. I want to lay hands on you and pray for you quickly so that we settle that before we move on. I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my shame. It's your own chest, put your hand on the chest. If you're here, just put your hand on the ear, and I'm going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, because your word is settled in heaven, and your word says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Father, let your word heal this one right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every pain in the air, I rebuke you. I get you out of this body. Get out in the mighty name of Jesus. Every pain in the chest, I command you, get out of this body in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare unto you now, receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name, you can go back to your seat. Forever,
oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
for us to pray this prayer, because the word of God is settled in heaven. Now I want to cry unto the Lord that your life, everything that not set your life this morning, be settled by the word of God. Can you just sit down just for 30 seconds or 1 minute? Begin to mention those things that the word of God, God must settle in your life. Remember, I told you September to December in Cedar is a season of intervention. God has promised. I told you last week, God has promised September to December in Cedar is a season of intervention, and every meeting we have, there must be intervention. Begin to ask that certain those areas that are yet to be settled, that the word of God will settle them in your life. Me usai galaba rekekuska la iribaska ida raandu sekoba ilahu hehira baka sandalaba ragagagagaga sandalaba reenge subaba sandalaba in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now we have been talking about the word of God since morning. Without the word of God, the life has no form. But the word of God form life, shaping it, put it structure. Begin to ask that the word of God will form your life to suit your destiny. God had a purpose for the world, but the world had no form until the word of God came in and put it in form. Now begin to ask that the word of God will put in shape everything in your life that is here to conform with the purpose and your destiny. In the mighty, begin to pray. Man se ula ra ideku ra andaku ske bobobo ruda kakaka shimpoligo ra andaka siboliga rengege ke sibo ra iga huraba ra uga gaga gaga ga se embobobo kontoliba re ende koko roboko simba langariba ringe siba baba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, begin to pray. Everything contained with your destiny. Everything contained with your destiny. That today, the word of God will overtake. And the word of God will strengthen you. And the Lord of God will give you victory. Begin to pray. Man seke popo. Ra ide kuska baba. Re ende kiska. La anda kuskaba. Ra ende kosiba, ra ande kasibaba, re ende kuskababa, re enge ruubaba sandaluba, re esuba katalaba, yesumba kantalia, re ensika baba, ra andu kuskebobo, ruda kakakaka, ra andu kaskabalaga, re ensotoliga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want you to reconfirm again. Say, Lord, I've entered to my season of intervention. Lord, intervene. Remember, I said we are going to pray this prayer from September until December. Until we have more than enough harvest of testimony. And I'm happy that this testimony has started coming. Now begin to ask that God intervene my life. Now remember, look at all those role models. Mary Magdalene, people made just about that she was a harlot. But when God intervened, she became the first evangelist. Mary, the mother of Jesus, people saw as somebody that got a child out of, was pregnant out of wedlock, but God turned her shame into praises when God intervened. Begin to say that God intervened. Anna, people are making jest of her that we shall barren. She was butt of joke, but when God intervened, she did not only have children, she brought forth the first. No, the judge in Israel. Begin to ask that this time, yes, Mama Kaula Baba, because the word of God is settled forever and ever, it cannot be changed. Makaski Baba, Rekekeko Subalaba, Rangagaga Sampalaba, Rento Totoliba, Rangagagaga, Rengegege Supa, Lengo Subalaba. Begin to ask for the rain of blessing. Begin to ask for rain of blessing upon your life as you move from this September to December. Blessing, advancement, progress, breakthrough that cannot be comprehended. Begin to ask for it. Mesu baba kantala ba ranga gaga sampalia reente ku baba raga gaga sapapap bakaski baba ba ranga sapalaga. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the latari. Hey, mahinga gaga 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 gaga. He did a seek. Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the for latter rain. In this season of intervention, begin to ask for latter rain. Begin to ask for latter rain. Begin to ask for latter rain for the rest of this year. Begin to ask for latter rain. Man said, Father, let the sick be healed. Anybody will seek, oh Lord God, heal him or her. Father, let your healing power flow through your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, ma anga talaba. Rekekeke si popo subaliga. Rainde subaba, raida urababa kasandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now everybody stand on your feet as we pray. Heavenly Father, glorious Father, unchangeable Father, compassionate Father, merciful Father, gracious Father, Lord, this morning, let your word settle the lives of your people. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, where war is raging, where the wind is blowing, where the storm is turbulent in the lives of your people, Father, let your word settle those in the mighty name of Jesus. Even while Jesus was in the boat, the enemy had the effrontery to trouble the boat, and the wind was strong. But when the Lord spoke, there was peace. Lord, some of your people, they are children of God. They are fervent, they are committed, they are faithful. But yeah, the wind is raging. Just like the wind was boisterous while Jesus was in the boat. This morning, I pray for this category of people. That now, let peace be still in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be outpouring of grace and peace into their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody close your eyes. Close your eyes. You saw yourself struggling, fighting with somebody in the dream. Struggling. Lift your hand where you are. I want to pray for you. Come here. I want to lay my hands on you. The Lord just come quickly. Father, let the power of God contend against the enemy against your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Rekosku baba, rika si baba kantalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, mangala baba. Yes, mokoko. God will endow with power, anointing that is greater than the contenders of your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, makatalaba. Mesuba laguaraba, rehusa galaba, rekekekeke sinda. Receive grace and not against your enemy. Let the power of God fall upon you and contend with your enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, and rebuke the enemy in your life. Yes, mama kantalaba. Ra'anga gaga. Let the anointing break the yoke in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the power of God descend upon you and break every yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the power and the anointing of the Almighty God. Mansekebu. Rigaga gaga. Riga sandalaga. Let the power of God flow to your life. And it build the power of the enemy. In Jesus' name, I put upon you the anointing that breaks the yoke. Yes, mama kantalaba. Let the anointing break every yoke. In this life, manga talaba. Reke si baba kantalaba. Ringaga si bobo. Ri mama kasandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the hand of God be strong upon you. Man sadalaba. Yes, mama kantalaba. The hand of God be strong upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The grace of God will come upon powerfully. Man sandalaga. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let that of God flow. Break up the yoke. Let the chains be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be strengthened against your enemy. Yeah, the strength of Israel strengthen you. 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 Man can see Baba Kandalaba. The strength of Israel strengthen you. The strength of Israel strengthen you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Manga gaga sambalaga. Let chains be broken. Chains. Chains be broken. Chains be broken. Chains be broken. Chains be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Manga talaga. Let the anointing break every yoke in this life. Anointing break yoke. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the inflow of the power of the Almighty God. Yes, mama kantala baba kasa. Let the enemy be put to shame in your life. Let the yoke be broken now. Let the flow break every yoke in Jesus' name. Mama kantalaba. Ringa gaga sandalaga. Ringa gege sintolu. And this written. Every tree that's not planted by my God shall be uprooted. Whatever is not planted in your life now, put mama sandala. By the power, by the anointing, by the grace of my God. Let the flow. Break every yoke. Man sandala. Uproot every implantation of the enemy. Every condition of cast to the cast of your life. Help root. By the power of the anointing of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Makatalaba. Reensekula. Rehinda. Runda kakakaka. Rehinda kakaka. Sandalaga. Manka sandalaga. Yes, Mama Kada. Let the anointing of God come upon you. From the crown of your head to the soul of your feet. Mama sandalaga. Let God flow. Anointing flow. Break every yoke. Break every chain, every fetters of iron, every chains of the enemy. I break in the mighty name of Jesus. Every contest against your life, I rebuke in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the grace and the anointing of God to be victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, mama, kantala baba kastandalaga. The anointing of God descend upon you and break every yoke in your life and resist the enemy in your life. Re mama kastandala baba. I rebuke death of evil in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, receive victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Father, bless your name. Mahansa katalaba. Reinde kuska. Rainda kasandalaga. Rumama oh, makasambalaga. Yeke sindelego. Receive the grace and the anointing of God. Let the power of God flow to you. Break every yoke. Every fetter of iron, I break now. Let the power of God flow from the crown of your head to the soul of you. Rebuke the enemy. And resist the enemy of Baal and give victory. Every contest against your destiny, I rebuke today in the mighty name of Jesus. Manga talaba, reindu saba, reunda kasandalaba, reendo sompoliga. Lift your hands unto the Lord. It is raining all around me.
I can feel. The latter rain right on Jesus. Give us more rain. Once we are wet and we are soaked with the latter rain. It is raining. It is raining.
My Lord and my God, by your mercy, reign your blessing, deliverance, breakthrough, advancement, promotion, lifting, grace upon your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever anybody is crying for today, Lord, hear their secret and open cries. Some are crying publicly, some are crying silently. Whether the outcry is loud, whether it is silent, my Lord and my God, when Anna cries silently, you listen unto her. When blind Bartimaeus cried publicly and loudly, you listen unto him. Both those who are crying silently and those who are crying loudly, my Father and my God, Lord, touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. I still speak regarding that hold that you were pouring. Lord, don't let it just be that one person. Many people have bruises in their hearts. Many people have bruises in their soul. Some might even be in their body. Some might be in their home. Some might be in their career. Some is guarding their children. Some is guarding their husband or their wife. Some is guarding their calling. Lord, that oil that you show me, Lord, let it pour. Oil of joy, pour into where everybody is paining, where everybody is hurting, where everybody is crying, where anybody is hurt, is mourning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today, let people begin to have testimony. And this week, let them come back with the affairs of testimony. Thank you, Lord God, for your daughter you have used for us. I pray for more grace and anointing. I thank you for the women you blessed them more. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Praise the Lord.